So the government is taking a hands-off approach to Lehman. Some would argue that is precisely the problem in the past, a too hands-off approach by the government, a lack of enough regulation. Floyd Norris is here now. He's chief financial correspondent for the New York Times. He has a front-page story in today's paper. He's also blogging on this all day long. I've read one of your blog posts where you said that at the beginning of the year, there were five large financial firms regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now we're down to two. And so what does this say about regulation and the ability of the SEC to oversee these banks and prevent failures?
It's pretty clear that the regulators decided a number of years ago that they would stand off and watch as a shadow financial system grew up. Alan Greenspan thought it was a good thing because he thought the financial system was transferring risk to players who could bear it and away from the depository system, which meant it was away from the banks whose financial health was one of his regulatory responsibilities. It turns out that he didn't know where the risk had gone, neither did anyone else, and a lot of it ended up right back where it started, at those banks.
And so when you're talking about a failure to oversee or to regulate, you're talking about these creative financial instruments, the derivatives that were based on mortgage-backed securities, those kinds of things?
Yes, indeed, and a whole range of similar securities.
So what do you think the government regulators have learned from this? Are they going to now step in and say, okay, we are going to provide more oversight?
I'm sure they will try to. Secretary Paulson has been pushing an idea of a revised regulatory system, giving a lot more responsibility to the Fed and much less to the SEC, given that the Fed, under its previous leadership, was the primary pusher for what now seems to be completely inadequate regulation. That seems a little odd, but he's pushing that. No decisions are going to get made on that until next year when we have a new president.
Now, what about the two remaining companies that are regulated by the SEC, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley? Are they in trouble too?
There's no indication they are. People are nervous today about everybody. Goldman appears to be the one that uniquely navigated this correctly. They seem to have gone short on the, which is to say, bet against mortgage-backed securities at pretty much the ideal time. Morgan Stanley has had issues, but I don't think anybody suspects they're going to be in trouble. And Merrill Lynch, of course, is the other one, which is now being acquired by Bank of America to bring it down to two. I think Merrill would have made it fine without that, but obviously people were not completely confident, and they decided to sell out.
So where do you see the financial world today from your perch near Wall Street?
Today, people are nervously watching the markets, and the markets, as of now, are performing a lot better than they might have. The Dow is down, but that's a lot better than it traded for early after the opening today, and it's been fairly stable all morning, and that's encouraging to some extent. The real issue we've got right now, I think, is that our financial sector came to be based largely on a securitization model, which bypassed the banks and used securities as the way to fund all kinds of things. Securities now fund your credit cards. They funded your mortgages. They fund lots of things. They fund corporate loans. That system for mortgages is pretty much dead. If it's not a mortgage effectively guaranteed by the government, it's not being securitized now. And for other things, it is quaking. It's not clear what we're going to do to replace this system, and it doesn't look like the banks right now are healthy enough to entirely make up all this lending on their own and just leave the loans on their own balance sheets. That's the big issue for eventual recovery of this economy, and it's one reason why the current economic downturn could spread and could become worse than it is now.
Floyd Norris, chief financial correspondent at the New York Times, thank you.
Thank you.